The Office of Personnel Management will team with the General Services Administration to reimagine its multi-billion dollar contract. OPM and GSA signed an agreement today to combine their expertise to develop the new contract. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with details on the new plans for the Training and Management Assistance Contract. How do OPM and GSA plan to work together on the TMA contract, Jason?
Well, just today they did sign that memorandum of understanding detailing each of their roles. GSA will basically take over all the facets of the acquisition for the training and management assistance contract from OPM, while OPM will continue to run the services part, working with customer agencies to find out where they best fit. But again, OPM will lean on GSA for their contracting expertise. Dan Tangerlini is the administrator of GSA.
Being in a position to partner with your agency to come up with a strategically sourced initiative that is really going to allow us to focus less on the acquisition activity and more on the program activity. Because the contract is, that's just the table stakes. The real work happens when agencies can work closely with a department like yours and really focus in on the important work of making sure that we can get federal employees the training, the support, that federal agencies can get the human resources support that they need to meet the needs of the 21st century.
Now, Tangerlini says the end goal really is to let agencies procure acquisition more efficiently and at a lower price. Now, Catherine Archuleta is the OPM director. She was the other signature of the MOU today. She says the partnership with GSA actually developed during her first few weeks on the job when she met with Dan Tangerlini to talk about how the two agencies can work together. I mean, you know, here in D.C., they're only about a block or two apart. You know, OPM's on 19 and E, GSA's on 18 and F. So this is not a new thing for the two agencies to partner together. Now, Joseph Kennedy is going to be running the services side of the contract. He's the associate director of OPM's HR Solutions. He says the ultimate goal is for agencies to build a contract that other agencies will see value in and then really say this is the only place to get these types of services from. And I think what they're trying to do is say GSA has that expertise. GSA is smart. They understand the market. We understand the HR workings, but we don't necessarily are the best at building a contract that agencies would see and say, oh, that's the contract I have to use. So Kennedy says the value proposition only happens because of the skills that both sides bring to the table. Tangerlini also says that the other part of the goal is to really make this a vehicle of choice for training and management services. And in many ways, TMA has been that choice for many, many years.
You wrote about the last TMA contract back in February and the kind of the controversy around that. Do we know yet how this will be different from what OPM was working on solo?
Right. Back in February, we found out that OPM actually canceled their RFP, the solicitation for the Training and Management Assistance contract. They had come up with a new name, Chris, or something. But actually, vendors had bid on that 15 months ago, and OPM had been sitting on those bids for more than a year. And they finally came out and said, okay, this is not what we want to do. We've got to rethink this. And what now they're going to go down the path is actually develop a new acquisition strategy, and actually that's where GSA comes in, and that's what they're going to be doing over the next few weeks. And I think, again, there's going to be a ton of interest from the vendor community. Remember, this TMA contract could be worth as much as $5 billion over the life of this 10-year contract. The existing contract, again, has been very popular with both industry and in agency circles. Archuleta says there were several reasons for this change in approach.
As we looked at the existing TMA contract, what we learned is we need to think about things differently. It's a different time right now. We're looking at reduced services. We're wanting to get economies of scale. We're wanting to target our resources here at OPM and saw a perfect partnership with GSA to do this. And so as we reflected on that contract, we decided that we would move forward in a new way that was considered all of these points. We really want to respond to what departments and agencies need. And as they move forward, we felt that this new partnership and this new structure allowed us to do that best.
Now, another issue that really plays into this is the HR Solutions Office is dealing with some restructuring of positions and people, including about 300 layoffs. Now, I asked Kennedy how much those changes, meaning the structure changes, really played in this decision to get out of the contracting business for the TMA contract. And he says, listen, the HR Solutions Office is the changes going on there is a separate issue because they were reacting to the types of services agencies are buying and where the market is going, rather than saying, oh, we just need to cut acquisition or other expertise because, you know, they had no choice because it was a budget issue. So I think while not related, I think it does, in the broad scheme of things, definitely play into some of the differences you're seeing both under the new director, Archuleta, and some of the changes in the HR Solutions office that will be running the services part of the TMA contract.
All right. As I hear about this and as I read the press release from OPM today and listen to your reporting, I hear two more words that make people queasy in this community, and that is strategic sourcing. How does this fit into the strategic sourcing initiative? Up till now, it's been pretty much around products and not services.
I think you're absolutely right. OPM and GSA are calling this strategic sourcing, but it's really not the typical use of that term. I mean, it's really creating a contract for services that every agency can use and that GSA hopes is a good fit. Now, very similar to what we're hearing with, for instance, OASIS. That's a big professional services contract that they're calling strategic sourcing as well. It's not the same thing as for office supplies, which we talked about earlier in your show about the problems there with office supplies. Now, the other thing is there's also no going to be, as far as I can tell right now, there's no mandate to use the TMA contract. It's just, hey, here's another vehicle that you can use for HR services. And the GSA schedules also has a similar schedule for these types of services. And Tangerlini says that's one reason why GSA is taking over the acquisition part of the procurement, to be aware of and deal with any potential duplication of contracts.
This is actually a movement against that direction. In fact, this is the great part of this partnership. It's kind of recognizing what positions on the field that we play. And, you know, these guys are the experts in personnel issues and human resources issues. We want to be the experts in acquisition systems and processes. And I think by marrying the two areas of expertise up, you're going to get a better contract that actually delivers better outcomes.
Now, GSA's Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner Tom Sharp also was at the event today. He says the final strategy may include schedules and or another approach, but he says limiting duplication is why GSA is handling this acquisition aspects of the TMA contract.
What's the timing here, Jason?
Well, GSA and OPM are very aggressive. They want this contract in place by October 1st, the beginning of fiscal 2015. Now, from my experiences and what we've seen over the years, that may be tough. They don't even have a strategy or even requirements in place yet. And they could pull from that canceled contract back from February, but just keep in mind that canceled contract was already 2 to 3 years old in terms of the development of the requirements. So I'm not sure how relevant that would be, and the technology changes and needs change. So they may be able to pull some administrative sections from it, but not the actual requirements. And then, of course, they would likely have to deal with bid protests because this is such a large dollar amount contract. Let me just give you one example. The follow-on to TMA, again, the customized HR solution services, what they called CRIST, faced 11 protests over the course of May to July 2013 before the Government Accountability Office eventually dismissed them on the account. The agency says they took corrective action and the bidders were allowed back into the mix. So as you can see, just from that, there's a ton of interest in the CRIST contract. There will be a ton of interest in this next generation TMA, whatever it turns out to be called.
Well, we saw that from the amount of hubbub about the cancellation back in February, as you reported on, we discussed earlier in our conversation, Jason. I mean, there were a lot of people up in arms about what was going on there. Professional Services Council and other organizations sent letters saying, hey, what's going on here?
Right.
And, I mean, everybody assumed that eventually the other shoe would drop, as it has now today, and we have a sense of what will happen next, but the reaction from those quarters will be interesting to follow, just as it was back in February. I think will we have a sense, do you think, in the next several days over what the reaction from those kinds of organizations is like?
I think it's going to be a couple weeks to a month out until we really get a reaction. Once GSA releases their acquisition strategy, whether it's a draft statement of work or a draft RFI of some sort, or draft RFP, so then people can really get a sense of, okay, what direction they're really going in. Because right now all we know is that they're going to work together, and we know it's going to be called the strategic sourcing thing, but the details are still a little short, and you know, deservedly so. They're just getting started. So let's look for a reaction from industry, I would say, in another month. I did email with one friend in industry who was very excited to see movement in this because their company was going to bid on it, but the person who I emailed with didn't have a chance really to read any of the MOU or anything else and give me much reaction, but just like, oh, good, finally, we're seeing something move. And again, because of the popularity of the TMA contract and the dollar amount, I think there's a lot of vendors ready for the next generation, ready to offer up some of those changes.
All right, more on federalnewsradio.com.
More and more tomorrow morning on The Federal Drive with Tom and Emily.